You're listening to the Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. We're recording every day the markets are open. Subscribe today and also follow us at callputstrike.com. Good evening. Today is Thursday, August 6th, 2020, and we're back with another episode of Call Put Strike Daily Financial News and Insights. Let's get right to it. And here is your daily financial news summary. And here is your daily financial news summary for August 6th. The markets are bracing for the jobs report tomorrow, and tech continues a five-day rally. Thursday saw a late surge in technology, which we'll get into in a minute. But first, the Dow Jones rose 0.7%, the NASDAQ climbed 1%, and the S&P 500 was up 0.6%. The Stocks Europe 600 index lost 0.7%. The tech industry continued to charge today, with Apple reaching another record high and ended the day up 3.5%, while Facebook rallied 6.5% higher. Netflix and Alphabet both closed the day 1% higher, while Microsoft saw a 1.6% gain. Gold climbed above $2,000.50 an ounce in a fifth straight day of gains. Finished the day 1.2% higher to settle at $2,061.90 an ounce. Meanwhile, the West Texas Intermediate crude fell 0.4% to $42.03 a barrel. Copper fell 0.1% to $2.91 per pound. The first major professional golf tournament of the year kicked off in San Francisco at TPC Harding Park. It is the PGA Championship as we publish Thursday evening. Jason Day is sitting alone atop the leaderboard at 5 under par, while 9 players are tied at 4 under in second place. A few players are still finishing up their rounds out on the course. And as we look ahead to Friday, the big news is going to be the July U.S. jobs report. We won't be publishing the podcast tomorrow, so we're going to be enjoying a long weekend. However, take a look at the callputstrike.com website for updates. That wraps up today's financial news summary. When we return on the second half of this episode, we're going to take a look at some crypto news. So a little bit on the cryptocurrency world, which we don't always get into, but some interesting news over there in the debit card world. And welcome back to the second half of Call Put Strike, Daily Financial News and Insights. For the second half of today's episode, we're going to take a look at the cryptocurrency world. And crypto exchange Taurus.io is partnering with Dash to actually launch the first Visa crypto debit card in Mexico. So there's good news for Latin America crypto users following the Taurus.io crypto currency exchange's partnership with Dash, which announced that they are going to launch a Visa cryptocurrency debit card. Initially, the Visa crypto debit cards will be available to Mexican users only. So let's take a look at it. Latin America has been leading and championing the adoption of cryptocurrency, and it seems the efforts are bearing fruits. Dash and Taurus, which both operate in digital asset services, have partnered to facilitate the launch of the first ever crypto debit card in the region. For Toro's customers in Mexico, they can now spend Bitcoin, Dash, or any other cryptocurrency in various stores across the country that accept Visa debit cards. Most importantly, Toro's leverages its expertise to offer automatic conversion of digital currencies into pesos via their mobile app, thus helping to minimize volatility exposure. Since the card will be acceptable in almost all stores across Mexico, the companies are expected to enhance using, or I'm sorry, to increase the use of cryptocurrency to an even higher rate. So what else is happening? Well, crypto debit card customers are also going to earn what are called Dashback rewards. So speaking about the product, Dash Core Group Head of Business Development, Ernesto Contreras, stated that the Toro's card will be the first in Latin America and will make it easy for users to interact with the Toro's ecosystem. This is vital since it will enhance the usability of Dash by customers in Mexico. Contreras added that since the card will be offering customers the chance of earning Dash back rewards, it therefore will be a considerable way of boosting crypto adoption in the country as customers can use HODL Dash and pesos. Equally, Contreras pointed out that they have partnered with Toro's in the development of easier and better solutions that can grow the crypto ecosystem in Latin America, and now the Visa cryptocurrency debit card users can shop in millions of stores that accept regular debit cards as well, which will include now online shopping, restaurants, and many others. So COVID-19 has actually played a part in this, and let's now take a look at how it's accelerated the adoption of contactless payment. New realities presented by the COVID-19 pandemic might have pushed for the launch of the debit card as contactless modes of payment become more and more of a reality. Contreras asserted that the growing need for contactless payments fast-tracked the development of this new product offering. He equally added that going forward, social distancing measures will become a new norm even after the pandemic, and contactless payment will be the new thing. Toro's Exchange CEO, Salvador Melendez, stated that the cryptocurrency community in Mexico wants ways they can directly spend their digital coins, and the company has offered them that solution. Salvador affirmed that the current world order is about freedom, and the launch of the new crypto debit cards is pegged on that. Recently, the Dash Core Group announced that they would release an update for the Dash platform at the end of this month after coming up with the third issue of its freshly defined process. The Dash platform releases new functionalities every 6 weeks, thus the next unveiling will be around August 25th to September 8th, so something to keep an eye out for in the coming weeks or coming month. And that wraps up today's financial news and insights from Call Put Strike. Be sure to head over to callputstrike.com, check out the additional stories over there, including some stories on the housing market and what to expect over there. Again, we won't be publishing the podcast tomorrow, but we'll be returning on Monday. So have an early, enjoyable weekend, and we'll catch up with you all next week. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and head over to callputstrike.com for more financial news and insights. And now for our quick disclaimer. Stock recommendations and comments presented on callputstrike.com and the Call Put Strike podcast are solely those of the analysts and experts quoted. They do not represent the opinions of callputstrike.com or Call Put Strike podcast on whether to buy, sell, or hold shares of a particular stock. Investors should be cautious about any and all stock recommendations and should consider the source of any advice on stock selection. Various factors, including personal or corporate ownership, may influence or factor into an expert's stock analysis or opinion. All investors are advised to conduct their own independent research into individual stocks before making a purchase decision. In addition, investors are advised that past stock performance is no guarantee of future price appreciation. Opinions expressed here are the author's alone, not those of any bank, credit card issuer, hotel, airline, or other entity. This content has not been reviewed, approved, or otherwise endorsed by any of the entities included within the podcast. And by using this podcast, listening to it, you are agreeing to the terms of use and privacy policy outlined on callputstrike.com.